This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House has described as disappointing the decision by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cancel his planned visit to Washington by a high-level delegation to protest Monday's UN Security Council decision calling for an immediate ceasefire. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The UN Security Council resolution passed 14-0 after the U.S. abstained instead of vetoing the resolution. Netanyahu accused the U.S. of retreating from what he said had been a principled position by allowing the vote to pass without conditioning the ceasefire on the release of hostages held by Hamas. John Kirby is the White House National Security Communications Advisor.
We're very disappointed that they won't be coming to Washington, D.C. to allow us to have a fulsome conversation with them about viable alternatives to going in on the ground in Rafah.
The Israeli delegation was to present White House officials with plans for an expected ground invasion of the strategic Gaza town of Rafah. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The U.S. continues to back Ukraine's denial that it had anything to do with the involvement of weekend's concert attack in Russia. And Russia called the attackers radical Islamists but continued to blame Ukraine. More from Reuters' Emma Jelly.
Using rhetoric Putin has employed since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Putin said Russia must find out who benefited from the attack and who ordered it. More than 130 people were killed when four men burst into the Crocus City Hall on Friday night, spraying bullets at concert-goers. Islamic State has said it was responsible for the attack. France has joined the United States in saying the Islamic State was responsible, with French President Emmanuel Macron saying it would be, quote, cynical and counterproductive for Russia to try and turn it against Ukraine. He also said the same group tried to commit several actions on French soil.
That's Reuters' Emma Jelly, and this is VOA News. Japan's cabinet has approved the controversial plan to sell future next-generation fighter jets that it's developing with Britain and Italy to other countries. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Japan has long restricted arms exports under the country's pacifist constitution, but has rapidly taken steps to deregulate amid growing tensions in the region to help give Japan a technological edge against regional rivals China and Russia. Japan, which was previously working on a homegrown design called the FX, agreed in December 2022 to merge its efforts with a British-Italian program called the Tempest for deployment in 2035. The joint project, known as the Global Combat Air Program, or the GCAP, is based in the UK. The cabinet also endorsed a revision to Japan's arms equipment and technology transfer guidelines to allow co-produced lethal weapons to be sold to countries other than those partners. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump rallied against a judge's decision on Monday to set his criminal hush money trial for April 15th after the Republican presidential candidate's efforts to postpone it. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner with more.
The start date all but ensures that Trump will become the first ever former U.S. president to go on trial for criminal charges. It also paves the way for Trump to either be convicted or cleared before the November 5th election. The case is one of several Trump faces as he ramps up his 2024 campaign against Democratic President Joe Biden. But a U.S. appeals court handed the 77-year-old a lifeline in a separate case on Monday, giving Trump 10 additional days to post a substantially lower $175 million bond to stave off enforcement of a $454 million civil fraud judgment.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. House Republicans starting to hold U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress if he did not turn over unredacted materials related to the special counsel probe and to U.S. President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents. In a letter Monday obtained by the Associated Press, Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan demanded that Garland comply with the subpoena the two Republican chairmen last month were sent as part of their emerging investigation to special counsel Robert Hur's decision not to charge the president. Comer, chair of the Oversight Committee, and Jordan, chair of the Judiciary Committee, ordered the Justice Department to turn over the unredacted audio and transcripts of Hur's hours-long interviews with Biden and his ghostwriter by April 8th. I'm Tommy McNeil.